morning, it wouldn't be very well attended. So today we celebrate these wise, wise men who knew how to find God. In general, I am definitely in favor of translating and retranslating the Bible. You've heard me talk about that a lot. The language is always changing, so we have to keep retranslating to stay faithful to its meaning. But there's one word that I think we need to reclaim from the King James Version. This word is used 1,287 times in the King James Version of the Bible, but it's only used 27 times in our most recent translation that we read today. I think we need to take it back. The word is behold. Behold. In the King James Version, it says, "And behold, wise men came from the east." Isn't that a way better way to start it? Behold means to look, to see with awe, to expand your vision, to take it in, to witness something extraordinary and miraculous and beyond human fathoming. That's beholding. Not only do we need to reclaim the word, we need to reclaim the experience. Now, generally, I never preach with notes, but I've got some notes right here, because there's something that I want to read to you verbatim. The reason I'm reading it to you verbatim is because it's science. And I know I'll mess it up if I tried to paraphrase it. This is by Professor Colin J. Humphreys, a professor in the Department of Materials Science and Metallurgy at the University of Cambridge. This paper was published in 1991. Astronomical and historical evidence suggests that the Star of Bethlehem was a comet, which was visible in 5 BC and described in ancient Chinese records. A comet uniquely fits the description in Matthew of a star which newly appeared, traveled slowly through the sky against the star background, and quote, stood over Bethlehem. It is proposed that a remarkable sequence of three astronomical events stimulated the journey of the Magi: the triple conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter in 7 BC, the massing of three planets, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars, in 6 BC, and finally, the appearance in 5 BC of the Star of Bethlehem, a comet initially in Capricornus. I guess that's a constellation. It is shown that each of these three events would have been rich in significance to the Magi, and the combination would have provided a very clear sign that a mighty new king was about to be born in Israel. The evidence points to Jesus being born in the period 5 BC, March 9 to May 4th, probably around Passover time, 5 BC, April 13th to 27th. Birth in the spring is consistent with the account in Luke that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. So basically, we got the dates all messed up and the years all messed up, but science tells us that there was a cosmic event. Science. And if you notice carefully, when the wise men come to Herod, he asks them, quote, the exact date when the star appeared. And after the wise men find the Christ child and are told in a dream to go home by another way, Herod decides to kill all male children who are 2 years old and under, which tells you that the Magi said the star appeared 2 years ago. Now, I got on the internet and tried to figure out, if you could walk or ride a camel for 2 years, how far away could you be to the east? Don't you love the ancient scripture? They don't say like, oh, they came from the land of this or that. They say basically, they came from that way. When you're in Israel, if you're facing north, to the east is the sea, and to the west is a lot of other land. So they go, oh, they came from there. Where did they come from? You know, if it took them 2 years to get there, they could have come from as far as China or India. Depending on the pace of your walking, you could travel that far in 2 years. We know they most likely were not kings. Kings would have been busy running their kingdom. I think that over the centuries, because they brought kingly gifts, gifts fit for a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we assume that they were kings too. And we also assume there were three of them, although there's no mention of the number. There could have been 2 or 10 or 25. All we know is that they were magi. That is the word in the Koine Greek of the New Testament, magi, which is the same root as the word magic. These were men who believed in the miraculous. And this season at the cathedral, our theme is miracles. Because the miraculous, I believe, happens all the time. It's just that we usually can't see it, or won't see it, or just aren't paying attention. So who were these religious men who watched the stars? They could have been Confucian, they could have been Hindu, they could have been Buddhist, they could have been Zoroastrian priests, who knows? The English translation calls them wise. And that tells us something. It tells us that wisdom is not the amassing of knowledge. Like if you put all the internet in your brain, you'd be wise. Wikipedia is not wise. It tells us that wisdom is awake. That wisdom is listening and watching for whatever God is going to do. These wise men were watching, and when they saw this cosmic event, they were wise enough to be willing to leave their comfort zones and travel in the dark and to ask directions. These were men who asked directions. I didn't know they existed. And when they finally get to Bethlehem, they fall down on their knees. They worship. They're the first ones that the scripture says worshiped Jesus, the child. And they weren't even Jewish. They didn't look like anybody else in the land. Their skin was probably darker or different. Their eyes different, their clothes all weird. They were totally different and from far away, and they were the ones who knew where to go and how to find him. And that's what I want to be like. And when they get there, it says in the scripture that they come to the house where Mary and Joseph are. Well, hey, that's another indication that some time might have passed, because last I heard, Jesus was being born in a manger, right? But now they're in a house, which means Joseph figured out how to get a place. Good for him. And if Jesus was two, I imagine he was a toddler. And I believe he must have been a very precocious toddler, don't you think? I mean, if the incarnation of God was going to be a two-year-old, whew, he must have been a piece of work. I can just imagine the frankincense flying all over the place. And they found him, and they worshiped. And then they went home a different way. Because wise people know you can't do the same thing twice, can you? What do they say insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right? But the most wise thing that they did was they beheld. They beheld the stars. They beheld the child. One of my favorite books is David Brooks's book, How to Know a Person. Mark and I have talked about it before, but there's this scene in his book where David Brooks is sitting at a table in the kitchen, and he's just watching his wife cook. And he says, there was this moment where he beheld his wife. He was just watching her cook, and then all of a sudden, he really saw her. The cosmic event of her, the mysterious, incredible being that he was blessed to spend his life with. With all of her proclivities and faults and beauty and mystery. And he just sat there in awe that he got to spend his life with this person. You know, scientists tell us that light is an electromagnetic field. It's a huge expanse, an electromagnetic spectrum. I got the word right. And did you know that the human eye, when we look at light, we only perceive 0.0035% of the light. When we look at light, we only see 0.0035%. That's all we can see. There's so much more to the light than we can see. So maybe, like the wise men, what we have to pray for is to expand our vision so that we can behold just a bit more. Maybe not all of it, because our brains would probably explode, but more. To see the beauty and the awe, the miracle and wonder of life. The miracle of a flower that blooms, the miracle of the sun rising, the miracle of every breath we take, and the miracle that happens when people who are very different from one another come together and talk about God. The miracle of interfaith dialogue. And behold, wise men came from the east. Amen.